get into Wayne's 4x2 for you now. And as the sun sets on an idyllic North Korean ranch somewhere and the Fleet Foxes bump out after a rocking 3-hour set, we're rather chuffed here at 2SER to know that this next segment has been hitting home runs left, right and centre. And we love him for it. No, not the fat little rocket man, Wayne Messingham. Most of us volunteer here at 2SER, and Wayne's been with us almost a year now, coming up with 4 delightfully succinct and genuine cultural reviews every week for the Thursday Daily. Sydney, thanks you, Wayne, and it's most definitely hats off, mate, from all of us here for the great work you do with your 4x2. How are you?
And feeling good after that. After the introduction, quite an introduction.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It always is, isn't it? It always is. It's great.
That's lovely.
Great to have you here.
Well, good to be here.
And we were saying it's a short week this week, which is nice. We all had a nice long weekend.
Yeah, I love a good long weekend. The weather was beautiful and, it makes this week go a little bit quicker. So, it's nice.
All right. Well, let's roll into it. What have you got for us this week?
Sure. Okay, number one is a film of, I would say, great importance and great value. It's The Trial of the Chicago 7. This is another great film from the mind of Aaron Sorkin. He wrote and directed this film, famous for films like writing The Social Network and Moneyball and TV shows like The West Wing. This film was planned to be a big cinema release by Paramount, but when the pandemic hit, they actually sold it off to Netflix for, I believe, about $60 million. It will be on Netflix tomorrow week. So if you want to catch it at home, it's there. I actually saw it at the cinema on the weekend. It's got a very limited release. This is a true story based on the trial of 7 anti-war activists that occurred in Chicago in 1968. These activists had protested the Democratic Convention held in Chicago a few months earlier. And then there was a new administration. Hubert Humphrey didn't win the election. Nixon won it. And they wanted to prove a point. They wanted to put these people on trial because the protests descended into riots. So it's basically the trial of these men that were considered to conspire to cause riots and damage in that city. So it's a great courtroom drama with flashbacks to the earlier incidents. And it's just riveting. And I love a good courtroom drama. And Sorkin writes dialogue like no one can. So this is just a really, really compelling, enthralling film. And the acting is off the charts. Sacha Baron Cohen is fantastic as Abby Hoffman. We also have Jeremy Strong, small role from Michael Keaton, the great British actor Mark Rylance. So if you love great writing, great directing, and great acting, this is for you, I think.
Yeah, it looks an amazing cast. It's also got Eddie Redmayne in it as well.
Yes,
I mean, really diverse cast, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, no, he's great as well. He plays Tom Hayden. And they all come from different backgrounds on the actors too, but also the people in it. Like Abby Hoffman was more of the counterculture. The other ones, they're all from different backgrounds, but they all, were put on trial. And it's a great look at the American justice system. And Eddie Redmayne's great. The whole cast is really good. Frank Langella plays the judge. It's a great film. So if you can get it into a cinema, I saw it at the Dendy in Newtown, but it's on Netflix tomorrow week.
Oh, right. Okay, cool. Okay, so if you can't get to the cinemas this weekend, tune on over to your Netflix account and stream it there.
Great film.
Yeah, it looks a great film. Okay, cool. Number two, what have we got?
Number two is the latest album by the American genius songwriter Sufjan Stevens. This album came out a week or so ago. It's called The Ascension. It's his 8th album, but his first in about 4 years. And like every Sufjan Stevens album, it's quite an event. He always brings a lot to the table. This one is quite a long album. It's about an hour, 20 minutes. So it's not a easy listening. It's a complex, very involved album. The first song that came off the release was America, which is about a 12-minute song. This is the last song on the album. It's quite a way to finish the album. But like all his albums, I said, he just brings a lot here. This one's more electronic in sound rather than that sort of gentle acoustic sound that we mainly know him for, especially with his last album, Carrie and Lowell.
Yeah, I think of him as ethereal almost.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, my wife, who absolutely loves him, sort of feels like he's an angel come down to bless us. And we've seen him live a few times. First time we saw him was about 12 years ago at State Theatre, and my wife actually cried because his songs are so emotional and powerful, but in as I said, an ethereal way. But he's changed it up over the years, and this one's it's not a dance album by any means, but he certainly leans more on the electronic sounds. There's a guitar and so forth on there, but it's certainly different. So, you know, if you're sort of into those acoustic pastoral sounds, this might be a little bit of a tougher listen. But I think it's also an album I've found every time I listen to it, I just get a little bit more out of it. So I think it's definitely...
Yeah, I was going to say, do you get each time you put it on, do you kind of hear a different thing?
I think it's just a lot to digest as well. Like, so I think it's not like 3-minute pop songs. So I think it's just more... You just need more and more listens to get your full effect. And so I think it's going to end up as one of my favourite albums of the year. But I think, definitely repeat listenings are required.
Wonderful. Okay, so that's number two, Sufjan Stevens' new album, Ascension. What have you got for us in number three?
Number three is a great TV show I just watched recently. It's called David Makes Man. This was one of the most highly acclaimed shows of 2019. It was actually executive produced by Oprah Winfrey, and she has her own network in America, the OWN. But I was hoping it would get to Australia, and it has, and it's on Prime. So it's definitely worth checking out. It's probably buried deep in there. They're not publicising a lot, but this is an outstanding show. It's created by Terrell Alvin McCraney, who's a playwright and writer who's most famous for writing Moonlight, the great Academy Award-winning film. And this follows similar themes of young African-American men making their way in the world. It's basically around David, who's the 14-year-old, very gifted high school student, but he lives in a very poor area of Miami. His mother is has problems with drug addiction. He's going to a very highly acclaimed school just because of his gifts as a student, but he's sort of got to live with the drugs in the area and the poverty and him trying to just get his way through the world. So if you want to see a great portrait of, I guess, young men trying to make it and the emotional, it's very powerfully emotional. And 10 episodes in all, and there will be a second season. But this is a really great show, and it's probably slipped under the radar, but it's on Prime, David Makes Man.
Okay, awesome. All right, so that's the TV series. And then number four, what have we got in number four this week?
Number four is a short little tidbit. Another TV show that I think you can enjoy immensely. It's called Staged. It's only a 6-part, about 22-minute episodes each. It's a BBC production that you can catch right now on ABC iView. This was all filmed during the pandemic, and it stars two great English, or actually Welsh and Scottish actors, I should say, David Tennant and Michael Sheen, both really great actors. They sort of play fictionalised versions of themselves. They were supposed to be... going into a massive play on the West End, COVID shut it down. Their director says, well, why don't we just rehearse while we're waiting for things to open up? So it's sort of like a fictional, lighthearted look at them communicating via Zoom. They sort of don't take themselves too seriously. They really send themselves up a bit, very self-effacing, and it's just really charming. And they're both such great actors. And it's just them going back and forth. There's a bit of rehearsal. There's a bit of their personal lives. That both their wife or David Tennant's wife is in the show and his partner. So it's like, it's just a peer into sort of a fictionalized world of what they might be doing. It's just really, really, really entertaining.
Is one of those guys Broadchurch?
I think David Tennant is. I've never actually watched that.
Oh, well, there's my gift to you, Wayne.
Oh, thank you. I think what I read, and I haven't watched this either, he was one of the Doctor Who's at one point as well.
Yes,
David
Tennant.
Was. And obviously Michael Sheen's been a phenomenal actor for a long time.
Yeah.
There's also guest appearances from Judi Dench and Samuel L. Jackson. So this is just really, really fun. You can probably knock it over in a day if you want to. So it's just, a good way of adapting to these COVID times.
Awesome. Okay, so that's ABC iView. You can catch Staged.
Staged, yes.
Wayne, thank you so much, as always. All of your recommendations will be up on the 2SER website, so people can head there. And, enjoy your short working week. Only one more day
to go. Yes, I'm looking forward to it. So Catch you next week, Willie.
Thanks so much, Wayne. Bye.
See ya. Bye.